members of the Afghan government, soldiers of the 302nd Military Police Company, and the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team celebrate the exchanging of ownership of what was originally known as Camp Phoenix. The two groups of soldiers will be the last U.S. soldiers to leave the camp. Lieutenant Colonel Alex McLemore, the base support group commander, smiles as he explains the plans the Afghan government has for the camp and what work he and his soldiers have done with them.
There's several departments of the Ministry of Interior that will come here and take over. They may even have some of the Ministry of Defense and some of the other ministry offices here once it's all said and done. We've spent the last couple months coordinating with them and then the last couple weeks working with them to show them the infrastructure, how everything worked, the force protection and security piece, you know, what they need to do to secure the place.
Retire the colors!
Four U.S. soldiers draw down the United States and Afghan flag. The U.S. flag is folded into the traditional ceremonial triangle fold, initiating their departure, while the Afghan flag is placed on the pole the U.S. flag had just occupied. Representatives from MOI watch the raising of the Afghan flag to fly solo, signifying the independence the Afghan government has over the newly acquired land. After the final pictures are taken of the signing of papers finalizing the transfer, the soldiers head off to catch their flights and say goodbye to the base that they have been at since January.
It's a pretty proud day for us. It's an emotional day. We put a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears into this. A lot of tears shed to get to where we are today, so we're happy to be leaving.
Two CH-47 Chinooks fly away, taking the soldiers to their next destination. Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Staff Sergeant Christy Dispinette.